Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There is no doubt. I was already sure of it last week, but this morning it is 100% confirmed. The federal government via Homeland Security is staging false flag, false start, false identification of pipe bombs all over the United States right now. And this is a psyop to create an atmosphere of total fear. And it doesn't matter if we talk about San Francisco or New York City today. All over the country, Spokane, Washington, you name it, the feds are coming in through the threat fusion centers and openly announcing that they're federalizing the cities in the name of anti-terror. And then magically the cities, in the case of Austin, millions of dollars to purchase defense contractor-made high-tech robots for bomb disposal. We've never had a bomb in Austin. They're gearing up, and all over the country, the robots are being purchased. The SWAT teams are being expanded. The police are being trained that right-wing groups are going to start pipe bombing them. And then magically, all over the country, pipe bomb detonation stop traffic off of I-680. Then you actually get into the news article, and it says what East Bay investigators were forced to shut down traffic on southbound Interstate 680 multiple times yesterday evening as bomb squad detonated several possible pipe bombs discovered in the storage facility. Now, I've been studying this for a long time, and later in the hour I'm going to explain how they're operating and what they're doing, but I have seen the Austin Police Department, the state police, and others commit crimes that are just off the charts. Crimes of hysteria, crimes of yelling fire in a theater, fake nuclear spills in Kyle to shut down I-35 and to have checkpoints. Fake bio releases. They've done psych warfare tests on the state police administrative building. I, of course, jumped into the live news, said that it was fake, bluffed the news and said, I know this is fake and you're part of it, because I'd actually heard them talking about how it was staged over at their truck right before they went live. But I bluffed and said I had the proof. I was unable to tape it. They then capitulated, went on the news and admitted it was a drill. I mean, I've actually flesh these people out. That's how I sent the director of Access TV to prison. I went in, you know, with a recorder and said, you know, I know you guys are taking money. And they kind of just started flubbling and then, you know, admitting to it. It's a standard cop trick, but cops aren't really cops anymore. They're federal errand boys on average. And the good ones are compartmentalized. But, I mean, I watch the federal government, Clinton, Bush, Obama. Same thing, fake terror attacks, fake car bombs in Belton, fake attacks on schools. You see them all the time where they go into a public school with elementary kids, high schoolers, you know, every cross-section announce, we're the militia here to kill you. And then the parents freak out when they find out it wasn't real and that the kids were told it was real and the kids are traumatized and screwed up. It's mind control, and it's setting the precedent. This is a giant re-education camp, this whole country. And I'm not going along with it. And we've got their internal documents how it's to break our will and condition us to have learned helplessness and to teach your elementary kids to put their hands up and go get on the bus and be taken to a FEMA center. We confirmed that by 1999, the confirmed internal school board documents in places like Missouri. And so I've seen this over and over again. I know what we're dealing with. Now, if they stage enough fake pipe bomb attacks, schizophrenics, copycats, mentally ill people are going to start detonating pipe bombs. In most cases that we actually catch real people with pipe bombs, for whatever reason in the criminology, it's a fire department employee or a police officer. There are real pipe bombings in this country, and generally it's government employees doing it for some reason.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
January 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Of course, Lindsey Williams, 3 months ago here on air, talked about his two oil company exec connections, one of which he's now been able to reveal the name of because he's succumbed and died of cancer. And Lindsey Williams, of course, said that his sources, who've been very accurate in the past, said that oil would go up from $60 a barrel to $150 to $200 in the next year, and then it would start going up almost immediately. And it did. Of course, 2.5-3 years ago, back in 2008, when oil was down at $60 a barrel or so, he said it was going to $150. It went to exactly that, $149 and change. Then, when it was still going up, Williams came out and said, now it will start going down. With precision, it went down. And I noticed that when I went to Bilderberg right around that same time, that was the intel we got from Jim Tucker, who was there on the ground and does have moles inside the Bilderberg Group organization, was that the people were getting too angry, over the fact that they'd increased the oil prices so that they would now drop them after a time, and they even pegged the dates on that. So just incredible. And people have really requested that he come back on the broadcast, so he'll be with us here with some new information that he got from the other living former CEO, of a big three oil company. We cannot release his name at this time. He's alive, but he's well-known, hidden in plain view, just like Mr. Ken Frum was. Williams will be joining us, and I'm really excited about having Matias Rojas from Chile joining us. He's the gentleman whose video in just the last 2 days has gotten, just on one YouTube version, a quarter million views, altogether about 400,000 views just in the videos I saw on YouTube without spending more than 30 seconds counting up the numbers. Probably a million have already seen it. What an example of standing up and fighting for liberty, going up and confronting David Rockefeller. And I talked to Mr. Rojas yesterday via video Skype from Chile, and we're going to have him joining us via video Skype, unless there's any technical problems, coming up in about an hour and 20 minutes from now. He gave me the full scoop and says he wants to tell the whole story on air, other things that went on. So we'll see if he wants to give you his sources and how he was there. He was actually waiting for Mr. Rockefeller. Very powerful confrontation. And the reason these confrontations are so important is it's not just the citizens going out to some big, you know, armored event with 30,000 National Guard and 30,000 police from all over the East Coast with giant black fence barricades to keep you away from the president. The president, all of that security, all of that pageantry, you know, the buck stops here, is sold and driven to make you believe the president actually is running things, so the president can take the blame for the globalist agenda, and then so the president can be politically torn down later, and a new puppet brought in who then is crowned, you know, the leader, and then they can be politically destroyed. They take all the slings and arrows, while the real owners, the Queen of England, the Dutch Queen, Queen Beatrix, people like the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, you know, Bill Gates, Ted Turner, and all of them have secret meetings that even come out in mainstream news, ABC News, Times of London, secret meeting of world's elite about how to set up world government to reduce population. They want a world government to reduce population. What did the head of the Goddard Space Center, head of research for NASA, number three guy in NASA, what did Mr. Hansen say again this week? We need to be authoritarian like China. They're the model. They're the future. America's a joke. And then he blames our liberty for it and says, you're not going to have an economy unless you give in to the global government and the carbon tax. And he calls for China and others to put tariffs on us if we don't accept carbon taxes when China is exempt from the stinking tanks. This is the treason. And I'm going to get into China coming up. I'm only building up to that. That's the big news. But I want to really focus on that when we come back in the next segment. So for now, I'm going to tell you what's coming up today and cover some of it while we're at it. Later, I'm going to get into fake staged events, fake pipe bombing events going on all over the country, government run, to usher in the FBI takeover of the streets of America via Homeland Security. And I've caught the federal government before Homeland Security even existed under FEMA right here in Region 6, not once, not twice, not three times, not four times, not five times. I have caught them so many times that I was trying to remember it this morning, and I just more and more examples popped up, more articles we wrote, more video we shot of fake nuclear spills, fake terror attacks, fake car bombings, where they announced hours or days later it was fake. And I'd come up to these, and I'd see press sitting around giggling and going, oh, yeah, this helps them with the training. And I go, excuse me. And the little, you know, newscaster's on a power trip and says, get away from me, Jones. So I just jump in front of the live camera when they go live and say it's completely fake. I call up the news director, and I go, I've got the proof this was fake, and you came out here for the drill. So they went on that night and said, oh, it was a drill. The fake attack at the DPS building, that they have such mind-controlled employees, there were all these women collapsing and going to the hospital. All they had to do was have one person say they smelled something who was part of the PSYOP psychological test collapse, and half the building was collapsing over there. See, these PSYOPs, it's a psychological suggestion. basically a psychological implantation. And that's what all these terror drills and this stuff are. And then once they get you in the re-education camp level, this is what the whole country is, a giant sports stadium, re-education camp, like out of Red Dawn or something, but the whole country is being turned into that, with these weak-minded people that just receive whatever the news says is real. And all over the country, I see it every week where they go into elementary schools, businesses, and they announce, we're going to kill you, we're the militia against government, we're the militia against public schools, and they're told the federal grants to say this. We're the militia for the Second Amendment, again, to create a trauma with people against the Second Amendment. They found that the weak-minded unconscious, if they're told, guys in camo are screaming, I'm going to blow your five-year-old's head off, and then the kid comes home, soiled pants, everything else, and they call the school and they go, well, Michigan, it's happened all over. It's a federal drill. We have to follow that script. And the parents usually don't blame. Most of them, they go, oh, I understand. You're preparing for the homeschoolers to attack. You're preparing for the militia. And they go, those dirty militia. Because subconsciously the parents know the school's evil, know the government's engaged in mind control, in crossing boundaries, TSA sticking their hands down your pants, body scanning you. It's all about pushing boundaries. That's why Ted Turner and Hansen at NASA and Dr. Pianca at UT, literally thousands of them. I mean, every day, without looking, I see big academics, the head IPCC, UN author, scientist of the whole carbon tax takeover. I mean, it's every day, several times a week, Watson writes articles about it, where they say, we need authoritarianism, it's good. Just like in the 30s, when authoritarianism was being promoted as the solution to all the ills, how great Hitler was, how great Mussolini was, how great Stalin was. Our news in the 20s, 30s, 40s, right up until 1939, 1940, it was Adolf Hitler is good. We need to save the environment, be vegetarians. He was a rock star in the U.S., just worshipped. I mean, that's on record. You're supposed to forget that. Stalin was Uncle Joe, admired. The Communist Party was the third biggest party in the U.S. We were told how good Stalin was. We were told, and George Bernard Shaw and all the top liberals, Nobel Prize winners, Bertrand Russell would get up and say, Mussolini, Mussolini. Of course, later they all flipped against him. So it's, oh, Hitler, oh, Mussolini, oh, sweet cupcake. Just like the CIA now admits they helped put Mao into power in 49. And David Rockefeller's written multiple editorials praising Mao for what he did and his great community of purpose and that he was an example to the world. And I open up the January issue of 2010. This is just one I saw laying around a few weeks ago and picked up every issue. You know, the latest is the 7 billion bomb, how our world will change. They're telling us we're going to have total tyranny to save us from that. I have another one. I guess it's been taken out of the room from a year ago, where it's the Singapore model, how great it is. China is adopting it. Europe is looking to adopt it's horrible tyranny, but it's like slitting your wrist and getting into a hot bath. It feels so good. That's an actual quote. And it's just how sexy it is. Oh, man. They have the highest level of suicide. They're only having 1.2 kids. They're dying. This is sexy. This is as sexy as the case for killing Granny and all the creamy fetishes in Newsweek and Time Magazine. Every time I read it, it's all articles about suicide. And they got shows on MTV about aborting babies. And they're writing poetry about how beautiful and vampiric it is. Oh. I mean, And so they're just hyping this group of fad-driven airheads out there that totally being overrun by China, Chinese flags going up, China lecturing us, saying we own you now, your dollar's not going to be the currency soon, Obama bowing to him again yesterday, bowing last year. This is all done on purpose, sticking hands down pants, calling for tyranny, Jack Bauer torturing kids in front of their parents, the Washington Post admitting the CIA tortures kids in front of their parents and having a CIA section chief in it bragging how cool it is and how effective it is, and Rumsfeld joking about taking the gloves off. They're just getting us into an evil culture. The Romans wrote of why they had the gladiatorial events. It was to train people to see their neighbors being killed so that next month when they were being killed in the arena, arrested for no reason, their neighbors would cheer while they were killed. See, humans are peer pressure driven. And so Again, just like the Aztecs, it was fashionable and cool. Women were honored to give their baby to the government, and they just cut the baby's heart out right in front of mommy, and mommy would just say, praise Quetzalcoatl. Oh, praise, praise Chalkmul. Oh, it's so good. Oh, it's so good.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Many days, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We go into overdrive. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. I am Alex Jones, your host. Many days this happens, but I can't think of a time in recent 6 months or so that I have been this upset at my core and also not feeling even worthy to bring you this information. It's so big. It's so powerful. It's so real that to say that the communist Chinese now own the United States isn't even the tip of the iceberg. It is worse than that. It is all publicly on record that it's been planned. But China is only one layer of this. And so I want to go through what's happening currently and the ways that Hu Jintao has been publicly humiliating the United States at the pre-agreement with this criminal government and why this is being done. It's very nuanced. But to sum it up, on record, Mao Zedong was put into power by the CIA and British intelligence. That's been released. That's even on the History Channel. It's admitted. They put him in power. The Russians wanted to nuke in the late 60s. That's now been declassified. China, they were worried about them. They could do the prospectus and the actuary on their rising power. They wanted to have a joint nuke on China. The United States said no. Russia was only confirming for itself that a secret behind-the-scenes deal had indeed been made. And there were cross deals with Russia as well. These are power groups working with each other but also fighting with each other. But they believe in the power of the state. They believe in the power of the collectivist. They believe in transhumanist, social Darwinistic eugenics. And they've all signed on to the United Nations, and they're attempting to use it as a global vehicle where all of them tie into it, attempting to expand their geopolitical imperiums. And the corporations that profit from this sit above China, above the U.S., above Russia, and have vastly more wealth than the so-called debt. The United States is reportedly a little over $1 trillion in debt to the Chinese. $28 trillion in just the first year and a half of the banker bailout was paid to undisclosed offshore banks. A lot of it China, a lot of it EU, a lot of it private banks, brokerage firms, governmental central banks. When I talk about China and the EU, $28 trillion on their investments with J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and others, the six mega banks. So, we're told we have to be humiliated by China. Obama is publicly bowing to Hu Jintao, a dictator thug by any yardstick, who runs the country, who's got the biggest kill of human skulls around their neck of any country ever. Conservatively 60 mil under Mao alone. I mean, they have sports stadium executions every week in every city. Every major city has 14 mobile execution vans for petty crimes. You are just executed and you are gutted on the way to the airport. It's iced and flown into Japan, where rich Europeans and Westerners and Chinese and Japanese get the goods. Falun Gong are their favorite fruit because they're peaceful, they're non-resistant, they are complete vegetarians and health nuts. And so they are kept blood-typed and kept in jail cells and fed well for when their organs are to be sold. This is all public. There's so many facets. How do I even begin here? Harry Reid, of course, is in a lot of trouble for calling Hu Jintao a dictator. He actually got a slip of the tongue, kind of like Dick Cheney three times, Rumsfeld four times, said a missile hit the Pentagon. Then they talked about many times the shoot down of Flight 93, which the state police saw, the F-16s and the missiles, and they have the AIM-9 recordings of NORAD. We even know what unit the Happy Hooligans out of the Dakotas, now disbanded, assigned to Virginia for drills. They just, a general said, I don't care if there's a stand down. That thing's going into the Capitol. AIM-9, take it out. Two AIM-9s, take it out. We even know the name of the general. They even had an award ceremony for it. Of course, I had Colonel Don DeGrand Prix, former Black Ops commander, on to tell you that, and he was dead 2 weeks later. But we interview a lot of people that die, the DC Madam and others. Anyways, we'll be right back with that information. I'm sorry, I'm digressing. We're going to get into China in a big way. You want the full, deep understanding and scope and exactly what's coming in the future if they have their way. We're going to break it all down straight ahead. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
Does that make me crazy?
Does that make me crazy?
Does it make us crazy?
Does that make me crazy?
Because we accurately predict the future? Because we understand the geopolitical factors and leaders? Because we study their own battle plans that are public? This is a big world. They have to publicly coordinate their operations. They always have a cover story, but right behind it, they have their admitted goal. And for the New World Order, world government is only the beginning. Bless your soul. Do you really think you're in control? That's what I'd say to the New World Order crowd out there. All right, let me do it. Let me break down the China situation as calmly as I can. China, of course, was the ally of the United States in World War II. The United States was already promoting socialism towards communism in the United States. Deals were made with China. Chiang Kai-shek was given faulty armaments. The right wing in America said that it was all staged. Decades later, it was declassified. That Mao Zedong was put into power by our government. But in the name of fighting the red Chinese threat and the Russian threat, a police state apparatus was built. Witch hunts were expanded, attacks on free speech, federal control from behind the scenes under the guise of national security of Hollywood. All of that got cemented into place. Now, it's not that our owners, the robber barons, are really communist. As Carol Quigley, the Georgetown political science head, Bill Clinton's main mentor, wrote, he was given access to the globalist what he called the British Roundtable Committee documents for several years, to write a 1,000-page tome for the planetary controllers so that they would have a couple thousand copies to give to high-level State Department, CIA, and others. He published it on a limited run, and it was a private publishing that was done, and it was only several thousand copies printed and given to high-level gophers in government so they could understand how things really work and operate. The plates, of course, were surreptitiously smuggled, and it was reprinted brazenly by patriots in the 1970s. And I loaned it to a newspaper reporter about 2 years ago, and he never gave it back. In fact, I want Aaron Dykes, if you have to, go over to that guy's house. I know he lives here in Austin. I want my 10 books or so we loaned him back. Side issue, let's just order another one online. I think they're like $50, though. It's a big hardcover. The one I have is actually an original. But original reprinting from the 70s. It's thousands of dollars for one of the original. I think it's 2,000. But see, that's the problem with history. I say I'm going to give you detail. I'm going to break this down. This is all facts. This is all massive knowledge proving everything I'm saying. So I don't want to just make statements here about what China's doing and where we're going in the future. The point is, Quigley said, we use communism, we use fascism, we use socialism, anything that collectivizes the general public to get control of them. And then we'll use a fascist leader, a dictator, a communist leader, socialism. We don't care. We want power centralized in very few hands, so we can move towards this global corporate state where there will be no freedom. And he went on to say, I believe humans want to live in tyranny. This is our natural state. This is a good thing. He also published publicly the Anglo-American establishment and bragged about that, kind of a public book, but watered down a bit. And that's only, I think, 300 pages long. I read that when I was about 15 years old, but I haven't read it since. Like, that was the first book of Carol Quigley I read. But the plan was always to build up China to menace Russia, while the United States was used to fund Russia and give it armaments and secrets and Ford and GM and all of them, huge factories building army trucks and U.S. engineers helping build the Russians' nuclear reactors, giving them the A-bombs and then killing the Rosenbergs as patsies. Because, again, if you look at this as Russians or Chinese or Americans, you're blind. This is the global banking cartel who funded both sides in World War I, who funded all the sides in World War II, who going back more than 300 years in Europe in those endless wars was constantly funding all the different armies, all the different sides. And they don't care. They always got paid. And governments would crack down on the public. The public would tend to roll over and let them take their land and let them tax them into poverty. If after all it was a war, if after all their firstborn son didn't come back from the front, you bet they were willing to starve to death and have their other younger kids with their ribs sticking out because Junior got killed fighting Napoleon or vice versa. Meanwhile, Napoleon was publicly being funded by the Rothschilds and other major banking houses, and so were the Brits. There was the Rothschild family in France funding Napoleon on record. And when Napoleon took over the first time, they got more land than his new royal house he set up got. That's why almost all the good vineyards in France now are Rothschild. I mean, just like the big banks now of the 600-plus islands off Greece worth billions apiece, private bankers are getting their own individual islands. That's how Greece is paying them. And the bankers sold Greece the derivatives and made the profit, and now we're saying, oh, you can't pay this other stuff back. Here, give me your islands. I mean, this is carpet bagging on a scale that makes the mind spin. You know what carpet bagging was? The South was completely wasted, burned, destroyed by Sherman, and there's just starving people all over the place, and here comes people with money, with their big carpet bags, buying everything up for pennies on the dollar. That's what carpet bagging is. The globalists are wreckers. You go back to every culture, and at key straits around the world, they would build fires in foggy bad weather to confuse ships and think that they were lighthouses to bring them into port, to wreck them on shoals so that they could then, under laws that all those countries, England, France, aboriginal systems have the same laws that, well, if a ship's wrecked, it's not stealing, it's fair game, whoever can salvage it. And if a ship runs into rocks a quarter mile out to sea, it's freezing cold, almost everybody's going to die, and then you go out when the fog clears and get all the goods out of the wrecked ship. That's what corporate raiding is. They go in, take control of a company. They're never going to pay the stockholders. They just sell everything off and then bankrupt it and keep the profit for themselves. That's what the New World Order is. And then you're homeless, so you can't stand up to them. They don't just not care if you become homeless or if you lose your job or you lose your farm or your self-sufficiency. They don't want you to have it. And a lot of folks are saying, where does China come into this? Oh, it's going to come into it. So it is on record that our government set China up from the beginning. And 100 years before that, China was divided into 12 parts and the U.S. had its own sector. China's already been run by the West for hundreds and hundreds of years. How'd they do it? Drug trade. The Chinese made heroin illegal, opium illegal. And they just came right in and they bought off all the police and the military and the population because the Chinese made it illegal. It made there be huge profits. And that's how British and U.S. intel, the Germans got their piece, the French got their piece. The French ran Vietnam because they had to get that opium out of there and out of Laos and out of Cambodia and sell it up to the Chinese. And that was a way to control them. I mean, you think all these Prozac ads, all these beer ads, all these drug ads are an accident? They figured all this out a long time ago. So, China's been New World Order run for several hundred years. The Japanese got too big for their britches. Thug governments all act the same. Doesn't matter if it's our government, Ahmed Deneji, doesn't matter if it's the Japanese. Avarice-filled, dominating men of power who are ruthless and who enjoy war and destruction and control, they rise to the top, as all philosophers have noted throughout history, because good men lay down to them. Good men are more intelligent, stronger, better, everything. But we are... have a blind spot. We can't believe it's happening to us. We can't believe other people are like that. We want to buy into the fake little narratives of the people, you know, seeing the Star Spangled Banner while the flag still waves at a football game and all the guys crying. They're there with their son. Meanwhile, what America was and what that flag symbolizes and all the blood that went into it, a great idea, the most noble in our history, has been destroyed. But you don't care. You just want the symbol. You want the symbol above the substance. If I could have the liberty back and if the people could awaken from their slumber and their trance, I would rather have freedom in this country than that flag. The only reason the flag has any positive meaning is because it symbolized the spirit of 1776. which the system has tried to defile and pull down and demonize, because it wasn't perfect, but it's the best that's ever been. Now, this China situation, China has been set up, China has been deployed, China has been built up with tariffs and taxes and regulations and carbon taxes and all these other fines and fees and controls on our industries, on our power plants, the environmental rules, the workers' comp, all of it. And a lot of it is, you know, great on the surface. But China and India and Mexico and 160-plus other third-world countries are completely exempt from this global government. The global government is run by the big mega banks and mega corporations and retail corporations that are their subsidiaries who openly write the international rules. So they write the rules where it's hard to have a job here in the U.S. It's hard to develop anything. Big AgriPat tries to pass more rules to shut down farms and ranches to make it nearly impossible to even provide our own food. Once the breadbasket of the world, now can't even supply our own food in many cases. We're being brought down. We're being made dependent. We're being put under siege. How do you make a city fall, a nation fall? You put it under siege. You cut its food and water off. You cut its intellect, its will to fight off. This is all psychological warfare by the globalists who play the U.S. off against Russia, Russia off against China, China off against Japan, China off against South Korea, South Korea off against North Korea, the U.S. off against China. It's all back and forth while the bankers sit up above it. They've stolen more than $50 trillion total globally, and that's, again, an old number. $28 trillion in the U.S. disappeared, won't say where it is, but we're told on CNN, in the AP, all over the news, yes, it's China. America's done. China is the boss. China is great. China is the model. China knows best. It's not father knows best. It's China knows best. We've got a leaderless, fatherless country. We've got a childlike nation of dumbed-down people who've been taught that being weak is cool, and then you've got a giant mechanized slave country. And I know a lot of folks that have lived in China and been there. I mean, the police will just cut your testicles off in the middle of the street for fun, and you'll routinely just see people on the street corner with their pants pulled off and police walking by laughing with their genitals cut off. I mean, it is we were sent video by a guy that's done graphics for us because his girlfriend's Chinese. He stayed a few months over there, of youth brigades marching with in the middle of cities just with red flags. And, I mean, it is creepy. Troops marching, total telescreens with troops announcing China's taking over. We're going to get the U.S. Their top generals are in the news every day saying we're preparing for war. The U.S. is our enemy. Meanwhile, our media is, oh, China is so good. And by the way, I'm not joking about that. The police, it's just a reign of terror over there. Paul Watson's wife is Chinese. You know, she speaks perfect English and lived in England most of her life. The point is, she's Chinese. She has family in China. He was over there with her, and they just wrote an article about the RAND Corporation wanting to have war with China in the future, and her family and people got questioned, and she got put on a list and was told, you better not write for PrisonPlanet.com anymore. That's the authoritarianism of China. Reaching into England, reaching into PrisonPlanet.com, reaching into my free speech, and now, oh, Harry Reid better not call Hu Jintao a dictator when that's what he is. He is a dictator. He's elected by a committee of dictators. So it's a dictatorship of the inner party. And, man, you see films of their party conferences. What a group of preening, sycophantic devils. It's not about their art, their literature, their inventions, what they've done. It's all that their grandparents were murderers with Mao Zedong and knew how to sycophantically lick his boots. China is a giant North Korea that the elites in the West openly saw and went and funded and empowered and tilted the playing field to give China everything. And then when Americans point out how we've been deindustrialized, we're told, shut up, fat, dumb Americans. It's your fault this has happened. Really, have you read NAFTA and GATT? Have you read the WTO rules? On taxes, China's much lower. Environmental regulations, there are none. Their rivers literally catch on fire routinely. Carbon taxes, harassment of power plants, they build 2 to 3 a week. We build 2 a year. Zero. Everything tilted for them. They had to put nets up at all their major factories that make the Apple goods and others because they were having suicides every lunch hour. The people are chained to their systems. Around a third of the population lives in giant public prisons that are locked at night. You're locked in your house, locked in your neighborhood. Your children are taken at birth and trained and brainwashed and turned against you. Then they are sent to work half the week at factories. 10, 11, 12, 13-year-olds. What's our government's answer? More regulations, more taxes, more carbon taxes. Now, what's going to happen with China? It isn't that Americans are dumb idiots and buy the Chinese slave goods that break by the time you get out of the box half the time, that are covered and dripping with every poison you can imagine, and the melamine-filled milk and the poison drugs, the prescription drugs. It's that you go to a store and 95% of it is made in China. Oh, yeah, people were dumb 30 years ago buying Chinese goods. But now, see, we're held by the throat. The truth is we don't need all this crud. I'm going to come back and break down what's going to happen, what they're doing, and why they're openly over here humiliating us with our president bowing with Chinese flags up and down Pennsylvania Avenue.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Get up! Nation! Nation! From the prison planet! Get up! Nation! Nation! From the prison planet!
what's happening is a prison planet is being built. And that's the UN official program. We cover an Endgame, online bibliography proving it. And what is the Endgame.com? You constantly see, the head of space, NASA Goddard Center saying we need to be like the Chinese. We need a global tyranny. You see all these other professors constantly saying we need the Chinese model. We need to sterilize people. We need a one-child policy. Ted Turner a month ago in Mexico. China is the model officially. They have UN meetings there, like the one in 96, the UN food program, and they said we will use food as a weapon, as Chairman Mao did in the Great Leap Forward in the Cultural Revolution. I mean, the Chinese have been chosen as the drone rock stars of the New World Order. They are the army. And the Chinese people aren't bad, but they've got a 5,000-year history of being enslaved and being killed and being tortured to death if they don't do what they're told. And there's so many facets to this. We have our media. We have our culture now with almost no criticism ever of China. Just 5-10 years ago, they criticized China, killing people for organs and their secret arrest and things. And now it's just, oh, China is wonderful. And the Associated Press says, well, it is true. They own our debt. They're kind of like our landlord now. I have the quotes here. They're in Paul Watson's article today. There's two articles, actually. Meet the New Boss, China Owns the United States. That's PrisonPlanet.com by Alex Jones and Paul Watson. Here's a curt memo. China plants flag on Constitution Avenue. Now, on paper, the Chinese, quote, own the majority of the debt. But remember, that's $1 trillion, $100 billion or so. Where'd the $28 trillion go? That's 27 times or 28 times what the Chinese supposedly own. This is all just about breaking our will. If the TSA can put their hands down our pants, if we can see Chinese flags, not done for the British, not done for the Russians, not done for the Chileans, not done for anybody. I mean, they put red Chinese dipped in blood flags, blood red, yellow star. That banner's got more dead under it than Hitler and Stalin combined. They put that up and down the street, and now Harry Reid is in the New York Daily News being excoriated, and they lit up the Empire State Building for China, for their 4th of July, for their National Day. All of Times Square has been turned into a pro-Chinese government event. They're opening restaurants all over Europe and the U.S. called Mao's, and I see kids everywhere wearing red stars. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's fun. It's fun to be a slave. And then I think about national organizations out there. Remember a few months ago, a group against the national deficit ran a minute-long TV ad where a Chinese president, Citizens Against Government Waste, where the Chinese government is up there bragging to a group of college students about how America fell by being in debt to China and how they bought cheap goods and how they had too high a taxes and regulation. That's actually what China teaches. And he then brags, that's why we took over America. That's why we own America. We have links to news articles in China, to TV pieces, where the Chinese government is actually pridefully speaking about how we are their enemy, but they own us, and we're pathetic, and we're decadent, and we're bad, and our own media is agreeing. Again, this is about just totally getting us ready to accept any and everything. So I want to come back and go through all the news on this and what this means. And what it means to have Obama bowing to him. In fact, we'll show you that again on screen as we go out to break. But I want to tell you the master plan, where all of this is leading, where it's going to go. Then I got another report here. A man died from breathing fluoride. Got a lot more coming up.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.